You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Talk to me about mommy meltdowns, please.
Well, I saw this post pop up on my memories on my Facebook, and I had posted it like 6 or 7 years ago, I think, when something was going on in my household, and Nicole was having a mommy meltdown, and I was like, oh, we need to talk about mommy meltdowns on the show. And so we just threw the question out this morning. When did you have your last mommy meltdown, and what was it all about? Where you just kind of reached your limit, and you snapped, and you look back now, and you're like, why did I do that? It was such a stupid thing. But when you're in the moment,
sure,
you know, you don't know anything else. I mean, you just so much stuff piled on you on a daily basis that, you know, everybody's going to hit a breaking point. And so I reposted it on my Facebook today, and I got a few messages on my newsfeed and then some private messages, and this one came in on the private messages from Misty. She says, hello, my boys. I took my kids to McDonald's to get Happy Meals one night because I was exhausted and I didn't want to cook. After we went through the drive-thru, driving home, both of my kids were complaining that they wanted chocolate milk with their meals and not regular milk. Right. They were screaming. They were crying. They were being crazy and acting totally ungrateful, and I just snapped. I reached into the back seat, snatched up both of the Happy Meals, and threw them out the window. Fries, nuggets, apple slices all over Wadsworth. She does say, it is not my proudest moment, but it was a total mommy meltdown. The bad news is, she said, I still ended up having to go home and cook for them then. And that was from Misty. So thank you, Misty, for kicking it off.
With a winner.
And that so just describes a mommy meltdown. And I can see her just grabbing those things and throwing them out the window.
This was one of those moments where I wish I could have been there to look at the faces of the children.
Yes.
They're like, when your Happy Meal is snatched from you and goes out the window, you know their mouths dropped open like, whoa.
What just happened? My nuggets.
We're going to open up phones on this, too. We're getting some great messages sent in through Facebook. But if you can call us up and quickly tell your story, that gets bonus points. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. You can look back on it and laugh now, but your best mommy meltdown.
Yeah, we're not going to judge you because, I mean, we know this happens. I know my wife has had a few mommy meltdowns. Do you want to give me one more before we go to the calls here?
No.
Go to commercial? You want to wait?
No. Like Audrey. Audrey, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Thank you. Hi,
boys. What happened?
Hi. Yeah, what happened?
So I had a similar incident like Misty, and then after I threw their stuff out, I think it was a soda or something, my youngest goes, you just wasted your money.
And
what a little stinker.
A lot of food wasting going on, I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Audrey, listen, thank you for calling. And what's the deal with Happy Meals getting thrown out of windows so much?
What's up with that? Throw them our way.
I wonder if I wonder if Mickey D's knows that's what happens with... there was a coworker of ours in our sales department. I remember telling this classic story after, you know, everybody goes away for a Christmas break and then comes back. And she was telling this great story. I think it was even in an all-staff meeting or something that one of her kids was throwing a fit on Christmas morning and just being a total monster, you know, how they can sometimes be. And she said it was even all of this was more embarrassing because they had some family, not a lot, but they had some family that was staying with them for Christmas. And so she was embarrassed that the kid was throwing a fit. But then what she did wasn't much better. She said she took a couple of their gifts that they had just unwrapped and everything, and she picked them up and she went out into the garage and threw them into their little trash dumpster thing and then stormed back in. And she said nobody, including the kid, said a word. Everyone just kind of stood there and stared at her.
What just happened?
Yeah, and she said she did go back later and have to dig them out. But at the time... She was just like, all right, I've had enough. Into the trash.
Enough's
these
enough.
Gifts go.
It gets the attention of the kids, right?
I just like the visual of everyone there stone quiet watching when she comes back from the garage.
Gulp. Don't make eye contact.
What are some others we've got?
Well, speaking of food wasting, here's Kimberly. She said, I had my mommy meltdown in the middle of a Target. My two young kids were driving me nuts. They were grabbing everything, running around like, quote, little idiots, she says. I also had a baby that would not stop crying. It seemed like every person I got behind was moving at a snail's pace. So there she set the scene. She said, my cart was completely full, and I finally hit my limit. I scooped up my baby and shoved the cart down the aisle and walked out briskly with my two kids chasing after me. People were watching me like I was some sort of horrible mom. It may have looked bad, but it felt great. Love you, boys. Mommy Meltdown, Kimberly. Give the cart a good out of
so
there.
My older sibs, I have four siblings that are much older, and so when they were, you know, of a rambunctious age, you know, 11, 9, 7, stuff like that, I hadn't been born yet, and my mom at the time was she was a single mom, and she's raising these four kids. And they were old enough to, some of them, a couple of them were old enough that they could all stay home. And she had, when she left them, this is the classic story in the family, when she left them one day to go run an errand or something, she had made, I guess, popcorn balls. Have you ever had those?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're all oily and greasy and everything else, right?
Yeah.
She had saved her money as a single mom and had just bought a new couch and was so proud of it and happy. She came home. The kids had had a food fight with the popcorn balls.
Oh, and everything was greasy.
And the new couch was completely destroyed with grease butter and stuff like that.
Oh, no.
And the story is that she walked in, saw it, and turned around and went back and got in her car and said, I'm leaving.
Just left.
And the kids all go running out, you know, and they're banging
We're
on the
sorry.
Car window. We're sorry. No,
got greasy hands all over the car now.
Yes, they're little greasy fingerprints on the side of the window and everything. And she was just like,
I'm done. You guys are on your own.
You know, I don't want to be here anymore. And I can just see them all chasing after her car. I think they said she just drove around the block.
Being a mom is hard.
Here comes Brad with the story. Brad, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, bud.
So what's the meltdown?
Well, my wife and I and our four-year-old daughter were sitting around the table, and I can't remember what went wrong, but my daughter was having a meltdown. And my wife took her water glass and just threw the water right on her. And I was glad that it didn't come at me.
Yeah.
But my daughter responded. This is my favorite part. My daughter responds with, you spilled your water on me.
You know, I got a Brad, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
I get
Brad.
A visual of that, too. Just like throwing a drink on
you just
someone.
Had enough.
Settle down.
Oh,
Christina, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Did you have a meltdown, Christina?
Epic. Yeah.
Epic.
The
All right.
Public,
what,
yeah.
What
the
happened?
Public meltdowns are the best.
Yeah. What happened?
What happened?
So, single mom, four kids, long road trip out to California and back.
Oh.
Typical every day between 4 and 7, the kids would lose it in the car. So I tried to make plans, you know, to either stop at a park or a rest stop or meal or whatever. But this was our home stretch. We were on our way. The last stop was the house. And so we're on I-70, just coming out of the mountains. The kids are losing it. They've been losing it the whole way through the mountains. I'm trying to drive. We come out of Genesee, pull over on I-70. I get out and start walking.
There you go.
You just left them.
I left them in the middle of I-70.
Oh.
Their little head, we're in a minivan. I'm booking it the other direction. Their little heads are in the back of the minivan like, oh, no.
Mom, we're sorry.
I know. I get like 200-300 yards down the highway, and I just pop a squat right there to try and cool off, and the kids are still thinking, what the heck? Eventually, I go back, of course. But you have to wonder how many drivers watched me and went, oh, heck yeah, we know what's happening. You go,
been
mama.
There. Been
go,
there.
Mama.
Keep walking.
Another great visual.
Yes.
Christina, thank you for
the
call.
You.
Thanks for being on the show with us. We appreciate you, okay?
Thanks, boys.
Bye.